No, no, no.
Oh, we haven't. Got back. Yeah, we got to go back. Sorry. We got a couple. Sorry about that. And then give these guys a heart attack. All right. We got a couple of items of other business we've got to clean up here. Americana Bayside, MRRPC, Bayside Hotel, Phase 1B preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the Bayside Hotel, Phase 1B, for a proposed 60-room hotel totaling 39,517 square feet, bar and restaurant, in-ground pool, Zen Garden Spa, lounge, outdoor seating, parking, and associated site improvements to be located on Lakeview Drive with access off the south side of Signature Boulevard within the existing Americana Bayside Residential Plan Community, RPC. The Residential Plan Community was established by the Sussex County Council at their meeting of Tuesday, February 6, 2001, through change of zone 1393, and the change was adopted through ordinance number 1433. The change of zone was for a change in zoning from an agricultural residential district, AR1, to a medium density residential district, Residential Plan Community, MRRPC. The preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes and all conditions of approval for the RPC. The zoning district is MRRPC, medium density residential, Residential Plan Community, tax parcel district 533, map 19.00, parcel 865.01. Staff are awaiting agency approvals.
And Mr. Chairman, before the commission discusses this item, if I could just add an update. Because this is an MRRPC, we would probably bring the final site plan back before you. I would request that if the commission chooses to act favorably on this, that it is contingent upon the master tracking sheet that the commission has seen many times for this RPC being updated with the square footage for this individual project to make sure we have the most up-to-date master plan tracking document for this. I don't believe we actually received a copy of it, but we could certainly bring that with the final submission back to you to confirm that all the conditions of approval are complied with. So.
Because there's limitations just on how much commercial you can have in an RPC, so we just needed them to show that on the final master to make sure that it fits in them. So.
Right. Mr. Chair, let the record show, we'll abstain.
Okay. And I'm going to make a motion to approve the preliminary site plan for Americana Bayside, Bayside Hotel Phase 1B, with a stipulation that the final will have the master plan attached to it when it comes back.
The final is the master plan. It has to come back anyways.
Oh, okay.
It's an RPC. Yeah.
Okay.
This is all you're approving is the preliminary plan.
Approved. Yeah. Okay.
Then staff will require all that stuff to be put on the master.
Okay. Then and that comes back to us for final.
Thank you. Okay. It's been moved and seconded to approve the Americana Bayside MRRPC Bayside Hotel Phase 1B preliminary site plan as a preliminary. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Okay, our next item is subdivision 2021-26 Harper's Glen, request to revise conditions of approval.
The Planning and Zoning Department has received a request to amend conditions of approval of the preliminary subdivision plan for Harper's Glen 2021-26, formerly known as Workman Subdivision, as approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, April 14th, 2022. Specifically, the request is to remove in its entirety condition F of the conditions of approval, which states the entrance shall be relocated to the area of land identified as out parcel B on the proposed preliminary site plan. Subject to that relocation, the development shall comply with all DLDOT entrance and roadway improvement requirements. This AR1 cluster subdivision proposes 33 single-family lots on 29.39 acres, plus or minus, and is located on the north side of Milton-Ellendale Highway, Route 16, approximately 0.17 miles east of the intersection of Gravel Hill Road, Route 30, and Isaacs Road, Route 30. Tax parcels are District 235, map 14.00, parcel 61.00, and 61.06. The zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential District.
Okay, so is there a reason for this?
And Madam Chair, if I can say so, anticipating that you might have transportation questions, we reached out to staff at DLDOT. I don't know if they're joining us by telephone. It was certainly discussed that they might have someone available for questions. I have received a response from Ms. Palasco at Del Dot, and she's confirmed that the entrance is something that is falls within the entrance location falls within Del Dot's responsibility, that they've met with the development team internally at Del Dot and reviewed the options proposed with respect to access locations, and they have collectively determined that the entrance location, as shown in this is in the original submission before the Commission, is the most safe, practical and functional location based on surrounding factors. They go on to say the surrounding factors include the location of other major intersections and other proposed developments, specifically Milton Village and other existing access facilities. They go on to say that the reason it's indicated in their initial submission to me that they preferred is because they prefer the entrance design to be as per the original location as presented to the Commission is because Del Dot has not formally actually determined the entrance plan at this time, but they are saying that based on the information currently available, Del Dot feels that this is the best and safest location for the access for Harper's Glen. So in short, what they're saying to us is that the applicant, following the Commission's decision, took the revised entrance location back to Del Dot to discuss how to go about gaining approval for that. Del Dot had concerns, to say the least, because what it did was relocate the entrance into a location that in their assessment is not as safe as the original design based on a number of factors, if that helps.
So Del Dot's saying put it back where it was?
Essentially, yes. So it's
why did they just essentially say that? It just drove me crazy.
I could just say yes.
You know that's too easy. The first email said we'd prefer it. I'm like,
yeah, I prefer a lot of things.
That's the kinder, gentler Del Dot.
I'll tell you what, when my dad said he would prefer something, I knew.
Right?
Okay, then I will just change the motion for condition F to just say subject to the Del Dot's
recommendation.
I think we need to delete that first sentence, right? It would be just the development shall comply with all Del Dot entrance and roadway improvement requirements.
Okay. That would be the motion then.
Modify condition F to state that the development shall comply with all Del Dot entrance and roadway improvement requirements.
A second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to grant the request to revise the conditions of approval for subdivision 2021-26 Harper's Glen as stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? And please let the record show that the chairman abstained from voting. Okay, now we've reached the point in our meeting where it's time for our public hearing.